As we approach the end of the year, jobs is topping the list of concerns for many Americans. Joining us this morning with the results of a brand new employee attachment index survey is Joni Ruge. She is the Senior Vice President and Senior Employment Analyst for Randstad U.S. Holding. Joni, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Did I get that name right? Is it Ruge?
You got it correct. I was very impressed.
I'm impressed, too. I usually run into buildings when it comes to names. Tell us a little bit about Randstad U.S. Holding and what you do there.
Sure. Well, you know, Randstad is one of the largest employment staffing firms, actually, in the world. We're the second largest. So what our job is really to help people find jobs and help companies find great people. And so I am the chief employment analyst for our U.S. market, and I work with most of our customers, talking to them about labor trends, what's happening with, you know, the employment market, employee trends, which is always really interesting. And this new survey that we put out is really looking at, you know, some ways that maybe employers can look at really engaging their workforce. And I think people have lost sight of that over the last few years because of the difficult economy. And unfortunately, companies have been letting go of more people. But they still need to be focused, certainly, on retention and engaging their current staff.
Joni,
keep them in the job.
Before we talk about that survey, I noticed that you had attended the Executive Leadership Development Program at IMD International in Switzerland, and I was curious to learn, what did you learn there that really stayed with you through all these years?
You know, that was an incredible program. I went for a few years with colleagues from all over the world, and learned so many things that I think helped me personally and professionally grow. But one of the greatest experiences about it was just really understanding the differences in cultures and from the different countries. And it was just very enlightening to understand that sometimes you really need to take a step back and, you know, in America, I think we always think we have our ways of doing things, but it was incredibly insightful to really look at how things are done, how the work environment is in China or India. So it was a really great experience for me to just have more global exposure on the employment market and employee and employer cultures. It was just outstanding.
As this year comes to a close, what are working Americans thinking about even when it comes to staying employed in 2012?
Well, you know, I think that, you know, people have been, you know, certainly employees have been asked to do quite a bit of work over the last few years. We all know that employers have really had to reduce their staff and, you know, have been asked to maybe take on more work and sometimes even for less money. So we have been really watching employees and making sure that they are still staying engaged and productive in their environment, and are they satisfied? So the good news here is that people do feel like the job market is improving. We're seeing better confidence, and from this recent study that we did, you know, we actually saw that people really feel better about their employment situation. Only, 19% felt that they would possibly lose their jobs in 2012. In years past, those numbers really were much higher. So there's definitely some good signs that people are feeling more confident about their employment situation.
Are we looking for new jobs, looking for raises and bonuses?
Well, people would like to have, certainly, new jobs and raises and bonuses, but they're concerned that their employers are not going to be able to deliver on those things. And I think that's one thing that has made employees start to consider, you know, am I going to stay with my employer, or should I be looking at new opportunities or a new employer to maybe, you know, is the grass greener? Could I make more money somewhere else, or maybe get bonuses somewhere else? So that was kind of interesting as well. You know, only about half the workers felt positive about their companies and their current jobs, but the other half were more nervous about actually maintaining their employment benefits.
Who is happy with their job, and who's feeling loyal, and who's ready to jump ship?
Well, it's really a mix. You know, there's, when we've done these surveys, I think the interesting thing is that we have seen a trend that even the most highly engaged employees, and that's what's interesting about this, is we've started measuring who's really engaged in their work, but then also digging a little bit deeper to say, okay, even breaking down the highly engaged in their jobs, would they consider other opportunities? And the highly engaged employees, let's say they're happy at work, they love their job, they like their employer, 30% of them still felt that they would consider other opportunities and maybe looking for other work.
All right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so I think that that's a little bit of a wake-up call for employers to realize that even though they may have some very highly engaged employees that can be very productive, that they still need to focus on retention and strategies to make sure they keep those people happy and challenged and keep them in their jobs.
All right, Joni, the question of the day, what advice do you have for people looking for a job?
So, you know, I do get that question quite a bit because it still is a tough job market depending on what skills, you know, sector you're in or where you're looking or certain geographies. But the best advice that I can give individuals that are looking for work is, number one, they need to stay focused on networking, work with, you know, even their social networks, professional networks, make sure they represent themselves very well, both online and when they get a chance to do those interviews. And then the second thing, which I really think is most important, is that you need to stay positive. When you go for that interview or have a chance to talk to that hiring manager that's looking to add a person to their staff, they want to hire someone that is positive and that's going to really create an impact in their organization and add value to their organization. So even if you've been beat up with the job market, don't let that come through on your interviews. Put your best foot forward and really let a company know what kind of value you could add for them.
Joni Ruggie is the Senior Vice President and Chief Employment Analyst for Randstad U.S. Holding. Joni, hold on a line. I want to get your phone number. I've got more questions. We want to see if we can reschedule you to come back on the program. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you.